Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
As we gather here together in this holy place, may we sense your presence and amazing grace. As we worship and adore you,
wonderful medley there with the Bob Krogstad Orchestra and Chorus, winding up with He is Lord. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. In the background, we're continuing with that little chorus, He is Lord, presented by Stan Whitmire at the piano. Coming up a little later on in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about people that sort of bug us. Used to have a phrase when I was a kid, love your enemies, it'll drive them crazy. Well, sometimes those enemies can drive us a little nuts too, can't they? They can frustrate us, they can annoy us. How do we handle people like that as a Christian? Well, we've got a wonderful devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley on loving your enemies coming up later on in the broadcast. Also later on, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to share with you Psalm 57, a psalm of David that he sang after he was being chased all over Israel by King Saul. Well, we're going to share that psalm with you in just a few moments. Right now, let's ask for God's blessing on this program today. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we can come into your presence today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our Restorer. Thank you, Father, for filling us with your Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. Your Spirit is the down payment on our lives to prove that you will do what you've said you're going to do in our lives. Thank you, Father, for those difficult times and difficult people in our lives. Because when we get into certain situations that are uncomfortable and annoying, it causes us to trust you even more and to rest upon you and to let your light shine out through our lives so those that are around us might see that we're different, that we have something in our lives that is appealing to them. And that, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, take great pleasure in our adoration and praise today. Thank you for the songs that we're going to use, for the scripture, and for the devotional later. Just keep reminding us, Lord, how much you love us and what you've already done for us by providing a way to escape the penalty of our sins through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Now, Lord, we want to praise you and we want to worship you today. And we want to thank you for letting us gather together. And if there is someone listening today, Lord, who maybe has been drawn in by the music or your Spirit has directed them to this station, I pray that they might feel your Spirit calling them, Lord, and he will draw them to himself and show them how much he loves them too. As we lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in praise and adoration, because Lord Jesus is to be praised. Lord, you gave your only Son. For us, you gave your best. So why should we offer to you anything that would be less? Lord, we bring not just the lesser things from the labor of our days. Lord, we bring you our very, very best. And our very best is praise.
Oh,
And now Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul, awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
Thank you. creatures of our God and King. Lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise him, hallelujah. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice, oh, praise him, oh, praise him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
When you need, when you need, when you need, when you need. troubles leave you numb.
Everything gonna be alright in Christ when you need.
By His blood you will overcome.
Everything gonna be alright in Christ.
Lift your hands.
Lift your hands and praise His name.
Lift your heart.
For eternity the same.
Lift your voice.
His mercies we proclaim.
Everything gonna be alright in Christ.
Gonna be.
Everything gonna be alright.
Everything.
Everything gonna be alright.
Alright.
Everything gonna be alright.
Everything gonna be alright in Christ. When you need,
He will give you the peace at last.
Everything gonna be alright in Christ.
Lift your hands.
Lift your hands and praise His name.
Lift your heart.
For eternity the same.
Lift your voice.
His mercies we proclaim.
Everything gonna be alright in Christ.
Gonna be alright.
Everything gonna be alright.
Everything.
Everything gonna be alright.
Gonna be alright.
In the background right now, we're listening to a medley of songs by the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes. My tribute to God be the glory. Let's just praise the Lord, and God is so good. And we just heard from the Maranatha Singers and their song, Everything's Gonna Be All Right in Christ. Do you feel that way in your life? Christ is the center of your life, and even though things may be coming your way that may be negative, it's all right because Jesus Christ is on your throne in your life. And that's a wonderful, wonderful truth. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we're going to be sharing a little devotional about loving your enemies. Not easy to do, but with Christ in your life, it's possible. I have dealt with a number of individuals who oppose me at almost at every turn. Learning how to deal with these situations can be one of the most challenging and rewarding exercises of your life. If you begin with God, your enemies grow small. If you begin with the enemy, you may never reach God. What a bolt of truth from God is that if you find yourself thinking about the persons who had wronged you, who had unjustly and unfairly treated you, then you will have no room for the love of God in your heart, your mind, or your will. The Lord is bigger than our enemies. He can use these tumultuous occasions to deepen our faith as we see Him at work in our life. Begin with God by worshiping Him as the all-sufficient Savior who is working everything together for your and my good. That will be our devotional on this program coming up a little later on the broadcast. I just want to say thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. Your gifts to us really keep us going, and I just want to say thank you for your support. Also want to encourage you to contact this station that you're listening to and send them a note of thanks for carrying Call to Worship. And if there are listener-supported, Christ-centered radio ministry, send them a financial gift as well. I can't give you the address for this station because there are so many stations that carry the program. but I can give you my address. It's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if that's a little long, you can find that address on our website at www.calltoworship.us. Thank you so much for your support and for your prayers for this ministry. And now let's get back to the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up the song, Let's Just Praise the Lord. And then winding up, we'll hear from God is So Good.
Thank you.
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Presence, Meditations for a Richer Life of Faith, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Earlier in our program today, we read Psalm 57, which was a psalm of David when he had fled from Saul into the cave. One of the verses says, I am in the midst of lions. Do you ever get the feeling that you're in the midst of lions, that there are all kinds of people all around you just waiting to devour you? Well, today we're going to be talking about how we can learn to love those type of folks, loving our enemies. And if you live long enough, you're bound to make a few enemies. Somewhere along life's journey, you will encounter someone who seems bent on making your life miserable. I mean, it could be a member of your own family with whom you seem to be at constant odds. It could be a person at work whose job description surely seems to annoy and irritate and frustrate you to death. I guess we have all dealt with a number of individuals who oppose us at almost every turn. Well, learning how to deal with these situations can be one of the most challenging and rewarding exercises of your life. Maybe you have suffered from all the churning emotions that accompanied this kind of personal discord. Alan Redpath, a former pastor of Moody Church in Chicago, said, "If you begin with God, your enemies grow small. If you begin with the enemy, you may never reach God. But if you begin with him, the problems begin to dwindle. If you begin with the problems, you will never get through to God." What a bolt of truth from God that is. If you find yourself thinking about the persons who have wronged you, who have acted unjustly and unfairly, then you have no room for the love of God in your heart, mind, or will. Beginning with God means you have to rely on His ability to deal wisely and justly with your adversaries. It means that you can filter all your negative emotions and ill feelings through His all-powerful Word. It means that you are not a victim of someone else's power plays or deception, but that your reputation, success, and security rest firmly in the hands of a sovereign God. Beginning with God or starting with God also means that you can pray for that person and really mean it, because if God loved him or her, then we can too love that person. Now, I can't say that your feelings will be changed immediately in every circumstance. In fact, they often aren't. But gradually, you will be able to truly affirm the absolute power of the risen Christ to sustain and guide you through these rough encounters. You see, the Lord is bigger than our enemies. He can use these tumultuous occasions to deepen our faith as we see Him work in our lives. Begin with God by worshiping Him as the all-sufficient Savior who is working everything together for good. Begin by coming to Him in earnest prayer and thanking Him that He will use this difficult relationship to draw you deeper into His presence. Remember, the bigger your God is, the smaller your problem will become. Oh Lord, you know that sometimes my mind gets consumed with problems we may have with other people. But Lord, let me start now by worshiping You and putting You in Your proper place in my heart. You are so amazing, so awesome, and I will not let this disunity destroy my intimacy with You. Help me, Lord, to see You at work in my life and not the enemy, so that I may cling to You always and have You work in my life to mold me and change me and make me more like Your Son, Jesus. Father, that's the desire in my life, that You can take my life and use me to reach maybe those unlovable people with Your love. Lord, I pray that Your love might get in their heart and maybe change them so that they also can show Your love to those that they come in contact with today. Thank You, Father, for helping me begin with You and giving You all these circumstances in my life, because I know, Lord, that as I make You the Lord of my life, that I will be able to be a witness of Your forgiveness of my sins and Your love for me and for others.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God.
I will give you.
Well, I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. We just heard from Eddie Espinosa and the song, Change My Heart, O God, and Lord, I'll Seek After You. Thank you for your letters, and when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Thank you for joining me today, and remember that this broadcast ministry is part of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Maranatha Singers and the song that takes its words from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12. You will go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands.
Hallelujah.